You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon, the second day of November. We're joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about the weather forecast here in the Midwest and across the United States.
Well, you know, the Midwest is looking pretty good. We're moving right along with that harvest. We do see two waves of rain coming up here over the next 7 days. One is underway now. We'll be with us as we go through the day tomorrow, and then we'll take a little break, and we'll bring back a second wave of precipitation to the region. It will probably start sometime around Monday afternoon and continuing into Tuesday night, and we'll likely see just light amounts of rainfall with both events. If we put them together, we'll end up with moisture totals running anywhere from, we'll say a quarter to three quarters of an inch, or maybe some localized totals getting over an inch. So a little disruption to farming activity will occur in that corridor, which is going to be mostly from Missouri and southeastern Iowa over to Michigan and parts of Ohio. Everybody to the north and south of that corridor probably won't get enough moisture really to make much difference, and fieldwork will continue to move along fairly well. The other issue in the U.S. is the big rain event that's advertised in the Southwest Plains. This is supposed to get underway here pretty quickly here overnight tonight and tomorrow. We'll see some showers and thunderstorms in central and west Texas. But there's like two or three different waves of energy that come through that area. And so between now and this time next week, we'll end up with rain totals of 1 to 3 inches in parts of west Texas. Now, they produce a lot of cotton there. That's not real good for that crop. But otherwise, it's probably not going to have much impact on grain and oil seeds. Some of the winter wheat in the Southwest Plains will certainly benefit from that moisture. So not a bad scenario from a wheat perspective, but a terrible situation for cotton.
It's been dry in the Great Plains. No relief there yet?
The west central parts of the plains, western Kansas and eastern Colorado and portions of Nebraska, are definitely still hurting. And this particular storm system will bring one wave of rain through that region, and that is supposed to occur over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And if it occurs as advertised, we'll see partial relief. The southwest corner of Kansas will do best, and that happens to be the driest of the area that is dry. And they may pick up a half inch to an inch of rain. That would be wonderful for that particular area. The rest of Kansas and Colorado and Nebraska, though, probably won't get enough to really make much difference to the overall dry pattern.
I think that they had stalled the harvest progress in China last week for a bit because of rainfall. Have they begun to be able to move again yet?
Well, they're moving in the right direction as far as the weather trend is concerned. It is no longer raining. I think our last bout of rain was Sunday into Monday. So it hasn't been dry enough for a long enough period of time for aggressive field work to resume, but we're not far away from it. It's a lot warmer in China than it is in some other places around the world, and so they are going to dry down fairly quickly. There's only one rain event coming up in the next week. That's Sunday and Monday, a little minor setback in the drying trend. Otherwise, all of next week or the rest of next week will certainly be dry, so they should be at it pretty much full tilt by the time we get to this point next week.
And finally, the farmers in South America appear to be moving quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Some record planting pace is underway in parts of Brazil. It's been a really good spring so far, and I don't see anything coming up that's really going to have a serious negative impact. It will rain more significantly in the coming week, especially in the southern parts of Brazil, from parts of Mato Grosso do Sul and Sao Paulo and Paraná into parts of Rio Grande do Sul and Paraguay. So that area in the south will get quite a bit of rain, probably 2 to 4 inches by this time next week, some local amounts over 5. But remember, it doesn't all come at once, so they're not going to have a big flood or anything like that, but they will have a setback in farming activity there for a while. The rest of Brazil gets a good mix of rain and sunshine, and so does Argentina. And they both should see some good progress.
Hey, Drew, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.